I can't believe we're at the anniversary episode. This is wild.
Man, the time, it's funny because we mentioned this, I think it was the first birthday episode that we did,
yeah.
But it was literally a thought from what, 2014, 2013, and it never happened. And now we're literally... We are at our second birthday. That is just...
That's wild. Like, how are we here doing this again?
I couldn't even tell you because literally 2022 just went and flew. And now 2023, we're coming to a season 4. How does that even sound right? It just sounds odd because we're 2 years in, but yet we've had 4 seasons already.
Well, I mean, like, we split our seasons up kind of weirdly, so that was bound to happen. But still, it's just wild that we are about to go into our 4th season and we're celebrating our second birthday. Like, we've been doing this for a while now.
Has it really been a while? What is time anymore? What is time?
I don't even know.
And honestly, we're kind of just going in this with nothing at this point. We just said, let's record. What comes out is what comes out today.
We've been on quite a bit of a hiatus. The holidays, I feel like, really hit us really crazy, just so busy. And I feel like every time we were trying to connect in and plan this episode, it was very... Honestly, it's probably more my fault than anything. My house was literally falling apart. But it's just, we've been on such a hiatus that we're just so out of the groove, you know?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, we get out of the groove, but then we always pretty much come back in it really quickly. And The conversations just tend to flow much more naturally. And I think a lot of it as well is the fact that I'm due for a new laptop. My laptop monitor is donezo, so I'm having to look at other monitors, and I can't even use it, unfortunately. And not only that, but what we use to edit our content on, my laptop just can't handle it anymore. It physically cannot handle it, where it takes editing a minute of content, which should be a minute, usually takes me, what, 10 minutes to do. That's how bad it is. I'm doing.
Oh my goodness. And that can be so stressful. I know I've had issues where, for whatever reason, my computer was running slow and then I was trying to edit and I almost threw it across the room. So it's definitely been a tough end of 2022, start to 2023. On top of my house basically falling apart, if you follow my Instagram, you've probably seen that I fell on my booty ice skating, nearly broke my arm. So that was fun. So it's been a very interesting start to the year, end of last year.
Oh, yeah. And there's been, besides that, just a lot of new TV shows, movies, a lot of pop culture news that has come up. And so a lot of things that can really change the dynamic of this episode. But I'm thinking this episode, we probably are focusing more on just the entirety of our podcast.
And yes.
All the exciting things that are to come. And as we continue to bring more fun content into the start of season 4. So looking back, though, on a lot of our content between our bonus episodes and our actual full episodes, the same question as I ask you every time we finish a season, do you have a new episode that we've done?
Like a new favorite?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Gosh. I don't know. Gosh, we did a lot last season.
We did, and a lot of it was continuations to specific TV series such as Stranger Things. That was a two-parter for us.
That one was a lot of fun for me. I remember really liking getting to talk about Stranger Things with you, mostly because it was so, what's so fun about shows like Stranger Things is that it's such a big cultural moment on top of everything. So getting to have that time where you're watching the show and then you're just so excited to get to talk to everybody that you know about it, especially your best friend on your podcast. So I remember that one being a lot of fun because it was fun to get to talk about it with you, and then to even after we recorded it, get to be like, yeah, like talking about it with other people and be like, you know, if you want to know how I really feel about it, go listen to my podcast, you know? So that one was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed talking about the Batman. That one was a lot of fun too. The review.
That one was fun. My gripe about that is the sound quality because I did not have a proper microphone, so you couldn't even hear me the entire episode. I'm whispering like ASMR. I can't stand ASMR, so I'm so sorry for anybody that doesn't enjoy that either.
Oh, you know what one of my favorite episodes this past season was? The game reviews, when we talked about the games.
Yeah, I really liked the dynamic that we went towards the last of season three just because it was fresh content versus where we historically, the last so many seasons, we have really stuck to those reviews of doing things such as TV, movie reviews. We really shied away from the last three seasons, if we're being transparent and honest, is just we haven't done anything random besides our bonus content, but doing things that we originally just aspire to do as a podcast is things such as gamer reviews and other fun things that hopefully will continue that dynamic going forward.
Yeah, and I think what really made that one so fun for me too was, again, we were doing something new, we were doing something fresh, so there was a different kind of preparation going into that episode for us to decide what games each of us wanted to bring to the table as far as like what we wanted to talk about and talking about different genres and whatnot. What I really liked about that was during preparation, it was almost like we read each other's minds and we're able to even play on that dynamic while recording the episode of just like, well, I was gonna pick this, but I figured you would, so I actually ended up picking this one. Like doing that kind of thing was just really fun. I really enjoyed that one.
Absolutely. And even we've hit some sensitive topics with specific movies and TV shows where things happen, but we really took a turn with our last episode for the season, which was Legendary Green Ranger. And that wasn't even a review, it was a very softer, more just a very deep episode that we ended up doing, talking about death and just how life is so precious. And it was so fresh for the fact of Jason David Frank literally just passed away. What was that? The day we recorded that or something?
I think it was the night beforehand that it happened, and then the news had broke that same day that we recorded. And I actually remember going that night that it happened, because we had planned on originally doing the, because Clay was coming on to that episode, obviously, and our original plan was to discuss the similarities between Sailor Moon and Power Rangers, and basically just give a nod of respect to Power Rangers for kind of giving us Sailor Moon in the first place. And when Clay found out before either of us and kind of informed us what was going on, and I knew in that moment the dynamic of the episode was going to change immediately. And it was such terrible news, but it felt good to be able to talk about it too, you know?
Yeah, and even it was new news for Clay finding out that Aaron Carter had just passed away, and even recording this episode, one celebrity that's still pretty fresh in my mind at least is Lisa Marie Presley, who just passed away, what is that, a week ago, 2 weeks ago now? That's just mind-blowing. But getting into something a little lighter, it's just kind of coming at full circle how much our podcast is evolving and continuing to change as we get into each new season that we do, and our tastes change and new things happen in the world. And that kind of really helps us figure out the dynamics of our podcast, I think.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
I will say one thing that was really cool is we didn't get this the first season, even the second season, or at least I didn't know about it. But what Spotify was doing, where they showed us what our stats were, and it was really cool to see how we have had a 16% uptick in followers, which is really huge. And for us, as such a smaller podcast, I would say it's definitely really cool to see our numbers continuing to grow. And it's exciting because that's, hey, we're not necessarily doing this for the huge numbers per se, but we're just doing it out of fun than anything.
It's fun to watch the numbers go up for sure. It 'cause like at the end of the day, we do this because it's fun. We do this 'cause we like talking to each other and discussing movies and pop culture and you know, whatever comes across our mind that we want to talk about. And but at the same time to it's nice to know that other people kind of almost want to join in on that conversation, even if it is just to like listen. But like getting to see like people participate in the polls that we create for Spotify and whatnot, and actually get to participate in what we talk about, that's fun too. So it's always just so enjoyable, and it makes it feel like more like a fun fan base, you know, just and not necessarily of us, just a fan base of pop culture that we get to be a part of, and that's fun.
Absolutely. I agree. 'Cause it's our podcast, but it's not something we happen to just love the content that we're talking about, and we want to share our love with the fan base that loves that content as well.
Exactly. And it's just fun to get to be a part of that. So, yeah. Thanks for the follows.
Yeah, for sure. And as we're getting into some more bonus content, what do you want to see for that content?
So, yeah, I want to start talking about video games more. I think that would be a lot of fun. But also, just talking about different things happening in pop culture, just news as far as different things that are coming out, different trends that are happening as far as like just different weird things people are collecting. Because, like, I was literally just watching a documentary with Clay before we started recording today, where we were watching this documentary about a guy who had collected Pez and made a business out of collecting Pez. And it's there's always something like that going on, whether it be Pez, Beanie Babies, Pokemon cards, like something like that. Like, talk about whatever that thing is at the time, you know, just weird pop culture things. I don't know.
Such as the Funko Pop episode that never made
Never
it to the
made
light of
it.
day.
Yes. Did I
Yeah.
ever tell you what happened with the Elvis pop we talked about in that episode?
No.
So somebody ended up coming and buying it, and we verified that we got it back, and we verified multiple times. It is a legit pop. It is for real. But this guy took it to some other pop convention and is trying to claim that it is the wrong glow in the dark color. And that it is therefore a fake Elvis pop. So now we have fake Elvis pop drama.
I didn't even know they made knockoff Funkos. What?
Yeah, well, because like the Elvis pop is like a $1,000 pop. Well, no, it's 2 grand. It's 2 grand for that pop.
Oh, I believe
So
it. I believe
so. Making a fake one and trying to sell it third party, you know, you could potentially make a lot of money. Not that you should do that. And if you're doing that, stop it. Shame on you.
So this pretty much comes to a unaired episode that we were going to air it, and we ended up not airing it just because we were having way too many technical difficulties and it sounded horrible, and we never aired it for that reason. And we did a whole entire bonus episode talking about Funkos, our favorite ones that we own, the ones in our collection that are the most expensive and what we wouldn't sell, and just how it's such a fun craze that has taken over since 2012, 2013 time, even earlier than that, I think. But it's such a shame because that was such a fun episode to record. And I think we definitely have to do a redo at some point when this is so not fresh in our minds still, and we can come in with fun new content for a full bonus episode.
I agree. And I would like to go back to that topic at some point, because since we recorded, I have collected some new ones. A new reigning champion for most expensive pop has knocked the original one right off of its pedestal. And so I definitely have some new interesting stuff to talk about, to where even though it'll be new for our listeners, it won't be stale for us who have already been through this and had to throw it in the trash.
Absolutely. See, those are the issues that come with recording thousands and thousands of miles away from your co-host.
I am waiting for the moment, because I have a new neighbor now, and I was telling you the other day they have chickens. I'm waiting for the day that we're recording an episode and their rooster, because I don't know if he doesn't understand how the sun works or not, but he'll just start going off at random times during the day. Just randomly, like, hello, I don't know if you woke up at dawn, but wake up again. So I'm waiting for the day that we're recording and he starts screaming.
Well, that would make an interesting story at least. Well, I think some of the fun bonus content that we have coming, I know one in particular, which this is going to be a really interesting episode just because we're essentially doing a video and also an audio episode where we are, again, bringing in both sides, so Bat and Cat channel and also our podcast, and we've chatted, and Clay, whether he is happy about this or not, but he's a good sport. We've talked about doing our own version of the Hot Ones TV series, and it will be definitely an exciting episode that we're gonna do.
You two are so brave. I will be very happy to host and ask questions and be moral support and bring you both milk and ice cream as needed. But, oh, you two are such brave souls.
I'm preparing for the day that I do get my ass to actually go on the Hot Ones or go on the game show with Clay, because
you guys, it's going to have to be you two together. I'll just be in the crowd for moral support.
I've always said it would be Clay doing that with me, because I don't know anybody else that would be crazy enough to do those different type of hot sauces. Well, there you have it, everyone. One of our bonus episodes to come.
Definitely something to look forward to.
And I don't know, there's just been so many other TV shows that have recently come out or that are coming out, and then also a lot of great movies that have came out in the last so many months since we've stopped recording, or even when we were recording, that just weren't on our list yet. Mm-mm. And that's another exciting thing to look forward to, is I know we like to save a lot of the spooky things for the spooky seasons, but
2022 had way too many good horror movies for us to do that.
One film I am so excited for us to talk about is Barbarian.
Oh my god, that movie. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hold your thoughts for that, because this is going to be I think this will be definitely a really good episode for us. And then another film that is coming out in 2023 that I am not going to be able to go see this in theaters. Just the trailer looks so sinister, so sickening, is the new Evil Dead film.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that one. I don't know if I can.
I saw the last one that came out, I believe it was in 2013. I went and saw that in theaters, and I regret seeing it in theaters because I almost passed out with one of the scenes that has something to do with a box cutter. That's all I'm going to say. And so if this movie that's coming out is, and it does look like it's going to be similar to the 2013 film, I refuse to see it in theaters because I'm going to pass out. But to the long point that I am trying to make is we have a lot of great content that we're going to be reviewing. A lot of other exciting films. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
I thought I was going to end up skipping that movie after everything I've been hearing about it. I think I have to watch it. I think it's going to be really good.
I just saw it this weekend. I will hold my thoughts.
Okay. I'm definitely going to watch it. So, and then like, even then, not even just brand new things. There have been a few things that have come out on Disney Plus that kind of cover topics we've already talked about that I think would be interesting to review. The Disney Beauty and the Beast, the anniversary special they did. I think it would be really fun to review that. They also recently added Encanto at the, I can't remember what, it was like some dome or something, but they released a live action showing of Encanto that I would love to see, that I would love to review, that featured the actual voice cast of the movie. So absolutely. things like that would be really interesting, I think, to cover as well. So there was so much good stuff that came out this past year,
right? And there's gonna be so much new stuff. As long as you don't ask me to go watch Avatar in theaters, I refuse to sit in the theater that long.
Oh, are you kidding? I don't even, like, I don't want to see it. I'm sorry, Nikki.
I completely forgot your stance on the first film. So, okay, fair.
So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. I'm not pushing that on you.
Well, we are going to end up, it's time. It is time for us to review a film that you have been dreading to review the longest time. I'm still not going to say what that is for our listeners, but the time has come. Actually, did you rewatch it finally?
Yes, I did.
Well, then that's good. Your stance has changed. And that could be a cool dynamic, as like what you used to think about it versus now.
Yeah. I think that would be a fun one. So, Mystique back on, but yeah. I don't know how much I'm dreading that episode anymore, but I'm definitely looking forward to the different kind of bonus content and new content that we have coming to the next season.
Absolutely. Well, Rachel, I think this is an episode.
I think so too, and it was a fun one. It was fun to look back on the past season, the journey that we took to get here,
the journey,
and a fun peek into the future for what's to come. So,
absolutely, and happy birthday to Two Girls, One Review.
Happy birthday to us! Woo!
Happy birthday to us!
Woo!
And without further ado, until next time,
bye!